Rosh Yeshiva, Boker Tov, everyone. We are on page, the bottom of 34, moving on to 35. Kuf Lamed Hey, Sif Tes. Last time in Sif Ches, we learned that Ein Karin, Kohen Acher Kohen, you don't call two Kohanim in a row, even in a case where there's no Levi, you call the same Kohen twice, in order not to be Choshish that the first Kohen is Pagum. This is based on the Gemara in Gittin Lamed Tes, says Ein Karin, Kohen Acher Kohen. The low Levi, Acher Levi, you don't call two Kohanim in a row, and you don't call two Levim in a row. And that's the lach over here in Sif Tez Zechein. Lo yalu shnei Levim zech or zeh. You do not call up two Levim one after another. Kedei shlo yomru she'echad me'am pogum. So you don't think that the first Levi there was something wrong with him and he is considered a Levi pogum. What's a Levi pogum? Okay, we understand. Kohen, there's a lot of ways that a Kohen, there could be chashash about the Kohen that he's not really a Kohen, but a Levi, if his father's a Levi, automatically he's going to believe we could call him up as a Levi also. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here. In Sivkot Lamed, says the Mishnah Berurah, Afal Pishi Yodim Shaviim Levi, even if you know the guy's father's a Levi, Ikala Mecha Shaviim Nisiv Mamzeres, and Nisina, perhaps the father married a Mamzeres, if she fails, marries a Mamzeres, Apostle Zari Mekdushas Levia, the Zara loses its Kedusha, and therefore, this Levi is not really a Levi, and therefore he's not allowed to be called, and that's what only happened, they only realized, after they called up the first Levi, and therefore they called up another Levi afterwards, we're going to be choshish that people are going to start spreading rumors about the first Levi, and therefore we never call up two Levium one after another. Okay, so that's Sif Tes. Now, Sif Yud, we get into this whole thing of, we've already learned over here, we all know, first Aliyah goes to the Kohen, and we've learned that even in Mivdei Darkei Shalom, we know he's not allowed to mevater on this. Same thing, Levi gets the second Aliyah. Okay, Yisrael is going to get the third Aliyah. But what happens after that? Can you now call up another Kohen? Could you call up a Levi after that? So there's going to be four Shitas over here. The Shita, the Mechaber, clearly over here is, after you've done a Kohen Levi Yisrael, it basically seems to be a free-for-all. You can call up whoever you want next. You can call up whoever you want next. And that's the Pashas, the Mechaber. Look inside, the Mechaber says, Nogalukos Kohen Acher Kohen Behesek Yisrael Benem. As long as you have a Hesek Yisrael in the middle, then you can call up another Kohen. Okay? As the Mishnah Berurah points out, Zikon Lamin Aleph, what are we talking about? Shekara Betchila, Kol Asider Kitiknis Chachamim, Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, Az Mutar Lasov Likro Kohen, now you can go ahead and call another Kohen. Okay? That's basically what he says over here. What do you do in this case? You're calling up a Kohen for the fourth Aliyah? V'omer Achazin Kishikore L'Sheni. When he calls up the second Kohen, he says the following. He goes, Yamod Aaron ben Yisrael. Ha-Kohen, okay? And then he says, Aaron ben Yisrael, Afal Pishu Kohen. Even though he's a Kohen, we're going to call him up now, meaning his fourth Aliyah. In the first Aliyah, we say, Ha-Kohen. In the fourth Aliyah, if you're going to call up the Kohen, you say, Afal Pishu Kohen. Even though he's a Kohen, we're calling up. Ukiyotzim is that Noagim, but Levi Acher. Levi, the same thing if you call another Levi. In the middle of the other Kruim, you go, Afal Pishu Levi. That's the Pashas of the Sheik of the Chaber. Basically, you go for the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh Aliyah on Shabbos, call up whoever you want. Okay? That's one way of interpreting the Mechaber. However, the Gra and other Achronim understand, even within Shitas Mechaber, we'll soon see the Ramah is going to disagree, that even the Mechaber holds that if you want to call up another Kohen Levi, you have to do the order again. You go Kohen Levi Yisrael. If you want to call up another Kohen, then you have to do Kohen Levi Yisrael again. Okay, you can't just, it's not a free-for-all. You have to go through the order again. Kohen Levi Yisrael, Kohen Levi Yisrael, if you want to do it again. It's brought down over here in Sif Katan Lamed Zayin. You look good in Sif Lamed Zayin. Four lines down. Zavida. Gafilu Nismach HaSvar Rishonim in the Mashiach of the Mechaber. Mikol Makom Yesh Harbi Rishonim V'Achronim. Already found in the Rishonim. And many Achronim Shesorim She'ein Lahakli Kos Kohen V'Levi Ba'alma. Elin Kin Yasu Seder Chadash. Unless you'd go through a whole new order. Dayin Kohen Levi Yisrael. The Bazaar in Lachos, the Begama Cloud, you don't have to worry about Pgam at all. Shiyomu Elav Shinu Kohen, Shrei Kohen Acharav Levi. As long as you call Levi after the Kohen, everyone's gonna know he's a Kohen. Everything is great. So that is the first two Shitas. Either it's a free for all, you can do whatever you want, or you can do Kohen Levi Yisrael, Kohen Levi Yisrael again afterwards, and that's gonna be fine. Comes the Ramah. First, within the sheet of the Mechaber, he says, Lachain, Mutter La'alos, Gankin, the Mafter, Bechiai Gavna. Also, the Kohen, a lady, can come up to the Mafter in the same way. Vim Kohen, Mafter, Stam, in a place where they just call it the Mafter, Stam, they don't even call him by name. No, maftar really, halachically, is the least important aliyah. Okay, nowadays they give it almost the most chashivas in many places for different reasons, but in places where they call up the maftar without mentioning the person's names, ain't lachosh lefkamo, you don't have to worry about pkam at all. Dari lo maskir shmo, because you're not even calling out by name at all, and therefore you call Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, you don't mention that, you don't have to say Yezik Kohen, you don't have to say Afopishu Kohen, you just call him up stam and that, those types of places. Then the Ramah comes in with his sheet. V'yesh, only there are those who say, De'ein likros Kohen, no Levi, leminyan shiva. You do not call up a Kohen and Levi, except for, obviously, the first and second Aliyah, except for those, we don't call up Kohanim or Levium at all during the first seven Aliyahs. First seven Aliyahs, you cannot give to a Kohen and Levi. Aval achar shenishla ma'minyin, after you've written seven Kroim, you have a Kohen and Levi, and then five Yisraeli, then you call in the cross Kohen and Levi. Third Shita is, as long as it's not within the first Sheva Kroim, if you're doing Osafas, you can then add as many Kohen as you want. So you have a Kohen bar mitzvah, so the family, a lot of Kohanim there, no problem. You can call Kohen for the 8th, 9th, 10th Aliyah, whatever Osafas you want, you can call Kohen, Levium, whatever you want to do. Says the Ramah, v'chein no'agin b'midiyah eseilu. He says that is the Medina, the minig over here. Umil, however, the makom tzarech udechak, if it's a case of tzarech gadol, or it's makom dechak, yesh lismoch hasvar rishona, then he could be summit on the sheet of the mechaber, and he called Kohanim Levium wherever you want. So let's first point out over here that if in sheetus Ramana. Rama is the third sheet over here. That's for the seven Kohanim you have to call. Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. And then you call Kohanim, Kohanim, Levim after that, whatever you want. However, there's a fourth sheet. And that is the sheet of the Levush, Siv Katan Lamin Vav in the Mishnah Berurah. Ulevush Katav, and this Rama, he says, the Kayom, nowadays, Afilu La'achar Shiva Kruim, even after the seven first Aliyahs, Ein Anu Noadin Likroson, we do not call Kohanim, Levim. Except for Acheron, if you have 10 Aliyahs, you call them for the 10th Aliyah. If you have 8 Aliyahs, you call them for the 8th Aliyah. But we do not call them within the first 7, and we don't call them for the first couple of Safas. Only the last Aliyah, that's all you can do, and also Mafter. You can do Mafter, and you can get the last Aliyah. Many Acheron quote this Lavush, V'atam is Lavush. What's the reasoning for this? You won't be choshesh that the last Aliyah you're going to call because he's a pekam, he's a problem with his kaguna. Why? Because exactly the opposite. Bedoros alalu. Nowadays, mechashvin achron choshiv mikulam. We consider the last Aliyah the most choshiv Aliyah. Levishu mesayim a parsha because he's mesayim the parsha. Therefore, we consider a very choshiv Aliyah. You're adding an Aliyah for him. It's the end of the parsha. Therefore, since it's a choshiv Aliyah, we're not going to be choshesh that you're doing it despite the coin that he does, that he's got something wrong with him. Dafka, you're mechabi the coin by giving him the last Aliyah. And that's the psak over here. And that's the minig amongst Ashkenazim. Lemaisa, Kohanim Levium, Mikra to Din. We only give them Kohen Levi. And then they can get Acheron. And then they could also have Maftar. So there's only four possible Aliyahs for a Kohen and Levi to get. Kohanim can only get three Aliyahs. Rishon, Acheron, and Maftar. A Levi can only get three Aliyahs. Levi, Maftar, Acheron, and Maftar. Okay, so that is how he paskin halach lemaisa. But as the Mishnah Berurah himself paskin. Then just to point out before we get to the last thing, it says the Vafilu, three lines down, same Mishnah Berurah. Vafilu ma Acheron yagankin Kohen. Even if you called up an Acheron for a Kohen. Ain't choshim mishum kohen achar kohen. You can call another kohen for maftir. Came in shahakadish masik binan. Since you have a kaddish in between Acheron and maftir, you can call up two kohanim at any calling for Acheron, and you call him again for maftir. The same thing for Levi. You can call up a Levi after Levi in the same thing. Okay. Then he goes on to when you have three sefrei Torahs. Okay. He says in Simchas Torah says the Mishnah Berurah, you could give a kohen. You give him chasen Torah, and then give another kohen chasen Breishis, and you give another chasen the kohen maftir. That would be mutter to do. But on Chanukah we also have three sefrei Torahs. Since the first Torah sefer Torah, you only need six Aliyahs, and only the second Torah you add, you get to the seventh Aliyah. If you do it at Halsafa, the second Torah you can do a kohen, and Maftar you can do a kohen, but you cannot do kohen in that first Torah because it's going to be within the first Sheva Kruim, Mashenkin, Simchas Torah. It's not part of the regular Aliyahs. It's an extra kohen. Chasim Torah is the biggest kohen. Chasim Breishis, Maftar, all those could go ahead and get given to kohen. This is all talking about, as we just said, as the Ramah says, Maker did. But he says, Makom Tzorachu Dechak, you can be Samech on the Sarah Rishona. What's Makom Tzorachu Dechak? Look at his example. He says, Gagom Simchas Torah Kai Gavna. On Simchas Torah, where everyone needs an Aliyah, if you have a bacon that's full of Kwanim Levi, what are you going to do? Okay, so in this case, for more makel, Yisrael the Miyachik are Gimel Kroim Rishayin Koin Levi Yisrael, but they cause Acha Koin Levi, and this is where he brings down the other Shita. They needed Koin Levi Yisrael, Koin Levi Yisrael. So you can keep on doing Koin Levi Yisrael, Koin Levi Yisrael, in order to make up the extra Aliyahs over here. But other than that, unless it's a Shas Tchak Gadol, we do not rely on the Shita Mechaber. The Chora amongst the Sfarim, they have what to rely on. Amongst the Sfarim, they could go ahead and do like the Mechaber over here, and go ahead and give a coin. Levi Yisrael, again, which Mechaber do we go like? Do they give as a free-for-all, you give anything to a coin? Or you have to do coin Levi Yisrael again? I'm not exactly sure what the minhag amongst the Sfarim are. Let's just read through Sifiyot Aleph, and we'll go through it next time. Yesh Mishal Mershib Kara Chazen Kohen Olevi. If someone calls, if the Gabbai calls a Kohen Olevi, the Eino Sham, and they happen not to be, they call, they saw him in Shul during Pesukah Dizirma, he happened to leave, he calls up the Kohen thinking he's there, he's not there. Or the same thing as a lady. Lo Yikra Acher B'Shem, so you have to call a different Kohen. Don't call up the second Kohen with his name, just tell him, signal him to come up to the Bima. Mishum B'Kama Shal Rishon, because people will say, oh, he called up the first Kohen, there must be something wrong with him, they don't realize he's not in Shul, they think there's something wrong with him, and therefore, they're gonna think that he's the Pasul Kohen. So therefore, once again, you see a lot of lachas over here. We're worried about the covenant of the Kohanim. We're worried about the yichus of people giving him, spreading rumors that there's something wrong with the Kohen. Therefore, once again, we call up the second guy, but without his name. So the other guy comes up by himself. And that's the minhag, says the Ramah. Shliat Tzibur Shu Kohen. The Shliat Tzibur, if the Gabi himself, or the Shliat Tzibur, the Kohen, Yachol Liko Kohen Acher LaTorah, he could call up a different Kohen to the Torah, just because he's up there, no one's going to think, because the Gabbai is calling a different Kohen, there's going to be a problem with his Kahuna, because he's already up there, he's not making the Bracha, he can call whatever Kohen you want. Okay, Adkan for today, we'll continue Be'ezat Hashem from here to tomorrow.